Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Okay, let's say you're a political partisan, that you have one party that you are very strongly loyal to. Do you believe the other party, the people on the other side, are trying to destroy our country? Do you think they're deliberately trying to ruin the country? There's a piece in Salon which talks about the ambitious plot to take it all down. But guess what? What they're talking about is the ambitious Republican plot to take it all down. It's a piece by Heather Digby Parton. We will get to that. I think it's a terrible thing in our politics if you assume that the people with whom you disagree about things like how to solve this looming default in the United States and the budget ceiling, and you can only see the other side as deliberately vicious and deliberately destructive. There's also a warning from Franklin Graham to Christian broadcasters of a coming storm. He says, I believe there's a coming storm that we all need to be ready for. The world has deteriorated so quickly, we cannot be deceived and we can't be fooled. We need to get ready and be prepared. Well, of course, that's fair enough. But isn't it better to hear some of the optimistic message we heard yesterday with Senator Scott? Speaking about optimism, there is this also. The headline in the Hill website, Does God Exist? Only half of Americans say a definite yes. Now, until you read into this article, that's kind of alarming, right? Because this has been for years and years and years. And you can go back to de Tocqueville, who toured the United States in the 1830s. And one of the things that struck him is how much more people were deeply involved in religious faith and were real believers here in the U.S., than in any of the countries in Europe. And part of the reason for that, I believe, is because we did not have established churches. There was a separation between the government and the church. And people were loyal to all of their different churches, and you had a great diversity of churches. Most of the religious institutions at that time were Christian. But they were beloved here and played a real role in our country in building our country. And now they say in the Hill, only half of Americans now say they are sure God exists. Okay, the important thing to keep in mind here is the idea they say they are sure. Because they qualify people, it's polling, and they ask people, are you sure God exists? Do you have any doubts? Do you have some doubts? Do you have... And most people in America are in the middle. How many people say they do not believe in God? 7%. And that's right there in this article, but you have to go find it. Okay, what they write in the Hill is that only half of Americans now say they are sure God exists. That finding from the closely watched General Social Survey stands out among several nuggets of new data about religion in America. Not quite 50% of Americans say they have no doubt about the existence of God, according to the 2022 survey released today by the National Opinion Research Center, the University of Chicago Research Organization. 34% of Americans never go to church, the NORC found, the highest figure recorded in five decades of surveys. How many people do go to church regularly, once a week or more? About 34%, about the same percentage who never go. and then again with a bunch of other people in the middle. Another new report from the Public Religion Research Institute, PRRI, said that 27% of Americans claimed no religion in 2022. That was up from 19% in 2012 and 16% in 2006. Okay, we're talking about 27% claim no religion at all. And that is not to say that Americans are not spiritual, says this article. Nearly three-quarters of people say they believe in life after death. Which, by the way, if people believe in life after death, three-quarters of people, and only half say they believe in God, how does that work? How is there life after death if there is no God? It's a little bit confusing. Well, it's partially because they're asking different questions and they're measuring different things. Religious scholars consider the National Opinion Research Center the gold standard of surveys on faith. The General Social Survey found 29% of Americans claiming no religion in 2021. That was up from 23% in 2018 and 5% in 1972. What I read here is that I think that people know this instinctively, that there are people in this country, and a lot, probably a third of the country, who are enthusiastically religious. I'm very proud of the fact I do go to services. I go to my synagogue services every Saturday morning, and I find the entire experience of going to services to be enriching and life-giving and good exercise, because you walk there and it gives you greater appreciation for all of the blessings that we have here as Americans, for goodness sake. Decades ago, nearly every American child was raised in some religion. Today, nearly 15% of the population reports no religious upbringing. Yeah, but that's a small minority. That 15% is the only percentage of the population with no religious upbringing. They're not saying night prayers, morning prayers, taking their kids to church, said Thomas Groom, a professor of theology and religious education at Boston College. Whatever religion we have going forward will be by persuasion and choice and not by inherited identity. Okay, persuasion and choice are not bad things. Other thing that they find is the population of nones, people who are not religious, has risen from next to nothing in the 1970s to nearly 15% of Americans today. However, what they're talking about is not non-people, it's people who are non-denominational Christians. And this, they are saying, is the fastest growing group in the country, which includes a lot of mega churches, a lot of places where people do go every week. And the fact that it's non-denominational doesn't mean it's non-religious. It used to be that the religiously uninvolved people, when you ask them what religion they are, they would still say, yeah, I'm Catholic, I'm Presbyterian, whatever, said one of the scholars they consulted. Today, the same Americans are taking the next step of saying, I'm nothing. But that's still a minority. The vast majority of Americans still report they believe in God without reservation, with some doubts, or at least some of the time. If not God per se, they believe in a higher power. True non-believers, atheists, account for only 7% of the population. Agnostics, who say the existence of God is unknowable, make up another 7%. Okay, here's a question. I'll take your calls, 1-800-955-1776. It says that there's big partisan differences. 44% of Republicans attend church at least once a week, only 29% of Democrats. Most atheists are Democrats. Why would that be? What is so much more comfortable for atheists about the Democratic Party? 1-800-955-1776, our phone number. We'll also be talking about faith and politics and Zionism coming up on The Medved Show.
The Michael Medved Show.
felt just when you thought it couldn't get any better. MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night. And more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
And this article that has gotten a lot of attention, and it deserves a lot of attention because it's important, does God exist? Only half of Americans say a definite yes. They say in The Hill that despite the steady decline in religiosity, the United States remains a very religious country by world standards. In one global comparison, Pew Research found that 19% of Americans claimed no religion. which obviously means that 81% of Americans have some religion. In any event, 19% of Americans claim no religion. The figure was much higher in Germany, 26%, in Britain, 31%, and France, 32%. In China, 52% of the people said they have no religion. Well, they don't need one. They have the Communist Party, which is as absorbing and demanding as any religion. Japan, despite the strong Shinto tradition, 60% say they have no religion. And in the United States, it's 19%. So the question on the table for me is, when they break it down here based on this new survey, it's the General Social Survey, that Republicans attend church once a week. 44% of people who say they're Republicans go to church once a week or more. 29% of Democrats. That's still a lot, isn't it? I do think it's remarkable. Well, why would that be? And Pew data shows most atheists are Democrats. Why are these 7% of Americans who say they're atheists overwhelmingly Democratic? Let's go to Ed. Ed, you're on the Michael Medved show.
Good afternoon, Michael Medved. I really like your show. You're welcome. Aren't all of us agnostic?
I think that what this survey shows is that there really are a lot of people who are kind of agnostic. That people who have an instinct that God exists is there, but they have doubts about it.
What I mean is epistemology. Agnostic means you don't know. And I don't think any of us know. If you did, Michael, God would be too small.
That's an interesting concept. I mean, you understand that you probably have some friends, maybe family members, who just have no doubt at all that they've had an experience in their life or something that has happened to them that is transformative and gives
For
them
sure.
an unshakable faith.
Yes, I do know people like that.
Right, and again, you're right. I think you're right that the great bulk of Americans are probably less sure. But particularly people who give their whole lives and develop a personal relationship with God or the Savior. Not everybody is agnostic, but Ed, your point is very well taken, and I appreciate your call. Let me go to Greg in Aberdeen, Washington. Greg, you're on the Medved Show.
Yeah, Michael, thank you for taking my call.
You bet.
Yeah, now, the reason that I believe that atheists are more comfortable with the Democratic Party is because the Democrats are socialist Marxists, and we know that in that type of ideology, there's no room for God, because the state is God.
I think that your point actually has a lot of substance to it. I there's a friend of mine who many people who are listening to us probably know, Rabbi Daniel Lappin, who says that people, if they don't pick the big G, God, they will worship the small g, which is government. And that's why people who don't believe in heaven believe that they're going to create heavens on earth, which usually don't turn out very well. Utopian experiments often end up being very brutal and dictatorial. And you know, maybe I'll tell you what your thought goes along with, Greg, is that statistic that in China, you have 52% of people who say they have no religion. And because they don't need any, because the state is all-encompassing in terms of what it does to and for people. Paul, in Lakewood, Washington, you're on the Medved Show. Hello, Paul. You're on.
I'm on. Good afternoon.
Yep. Hi.
Hey. You ready for me to give my answer?
Yes.
Okay. My answer is that I come from a biblical worldview. I believe we were created, and I believe that people that are atheists don't believe in a creator God, which I do, and I think all life is precious, and I think the reason atheists tend to be more towards Democrats is because they support abortion, they support killing babies and those kinds of things, and certainly all life's important. So if you look at our Constitution, life, liberty, we need to protect that, and so that's my position.
Okay, Ed, let me just add one thing to what you're saying, which is important. Do you know that when abortion was originally a political issue in the 1960s, most of the pro-life sentiment was the Democratic Party? Because the Democratic Party in the 1960s and 50s, when they were first talking about abortion, the Democratic Party was a party of Catholics. Most people, our first two Catholic, frankly, our only Catholic presidents have been Democrats, Joe Biden and John Kennedy. And before that, the first nominee for president was a Catholic named Al Smith, Irish Catholic. And Republicans like Nelson Rockefeller, the governor of New York, Governor Reagan, when he was governor of California, signed the legalized abortion bill in 1967. So what's interesting is how things have changed. And I do think that part of what you're saying is that the issue of abortion has, because first of all, the pro-life movement has expanded beyond just being a Catholic thing to being a situation where evangelicals and Catholics, who once upon a time did not have such great relationships one to another, got together on that pro-life movement. But something else that people have gone together on is, of many religions, is the idea of Zionism. Okay, what is Zionism? Why is it even controversial? There's a distinguished scholar in American history and the history of Israel and Zionism visiting our town. His name is Gil Troy. He will be joining us coming right up on the MedVet Show.
Sign up today for the free MedVet newsletter with new columns, commentaries, and movie reviews. Go to michaelmedved.com.
It's all too obvious. We're being let down by the institutions we used to trust. American families are talking about a future of food shortages, banks failing, society breaking down, and what seems like the setup for the apocalypse. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are leaning into self-reliance, investing in emergency food storage now more than ever. And My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, has made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind knowing you're prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on their best-selling three-month emergency food kit. You get tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save $200 plus get free shipping on three-month emergency food kits at MyPatriotSupply.com. It's time to prepare for what we all know is coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis will officially become a candidate for president tomorrow when he joins Elon Musk on Twitter.
We'll be interviewing Ron DeSantis, and he has quite an announcement to make.
Musk says that announcement will also feature live, unscripted questions. A second IRS whistleblower is raising concerns about how the investigation into President Biden's son Hunter is being handled. The New York Post reports the new whistleblower is a special agent in the IRS Financial Crimes Group. He claims he was ousted from the case after questioning the Department of Justice. There are fewer HIV infections in the U.S., according to the CDC. The agency reporting today that the United States saw just over 3,200 new HIV infections in 2021. That's a 12% drop from 2017. The CDC says part of the reason for the decline is that younger people take more precautions. John Schaefer, USA News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Michael Medved Show, it is a pleasure to welcome a friend. His name is Gil Troy. He is a very distinguished scholar of North American history at McGill University in Montreal. He has a multiplicity of degrees, all of which seem to be from Harvard, but don't hold that against him. He has written about the American presidency, American presidents, presidential campaigns, and he has also written about the history of Israel, where he now lives and continues to teach and enlighten. One of his recent books is a remarkable book that he did put together with Natan Sharansky called Never Alone, Prison, Politics, and My People. He is speaking tonight in Seattle. And I did want to let people know about that because there will be some tickets available at the door. It is a community-wide reception. Doors open at 5:45 tonight at Town Hall in downtown Seattle. And for an organization called Stand With Us, which tries to increase public understanding of Israel, what makes Israel remarkable and special and important, and what Zionism really is. One of his books, Gil Troy's books, has been The Zionist Ideas, which is really a history of the whole evolution of the basic Zionist idea. Before we get into the presidential campaign, because you have a great perspective on that, you say, without any shame or apology at all, you're proud to be a Zionist. Do people sometimes react to that and say, doesn't that mean you're a racist deep down?
Absolutely, and that's part of the reason why it's been so important for me to take back the night and take back the term. I've learned from my African-American friends, I've learned from my feminist friends, I've learned from my gay friends, you cannot let the enemy define you. And you cannot let the enemy take core words that are part of your vocabulary and make them poisonous, make them toxic. And indeed, every time I stand up and say I am a Zionist, I risk a number of reactions. There are people who literally called me a racist as a result, which is a complete distortion of what Zionism and Jewish history and Jewish values are. I've had people say, oh, you know, don't use that word. It's too controversial. It's too bureaucratic. And I said, no, we have the right to define ourselves. And what does Zionism mean? Zionism means that the Jews are not just a religion, but also a people, that Jews have ties to a particular homeland. And in fact, we are the original Aboriginal people with ties to a homeland that goes back 3,500 years. We're still praying from the same prayer book. We're still singing the same songs that so many of our ancestors sang. And we have the right to establish a state on that homeland. Within that, there's lots of room for left-right debate, religious, non-religious debate. We can criticize sometimes what Israel does. But this rejection of what Israel is and the rejection of the Jewish people's right to do what 192 other countries in the United Nations do, which is simply live as free people on their homeland, is really unacceptable, and I'm not going to give in. And I know you won't either.
You certainly won't give in, and I'm sure that one of the other terms that is often used, you hear it on campus all the time, when they talk about Israel as an apartheid nation. You've lived in Israel for 15 years now. Why is Israel not an apartheid nation?
So first, let me step back and say that one of the things that's so outrageous is that Israel is again and again accused of the crime of the week or the moment or the decade. And the whole vocabulary that's used, colonialism, imperialism, now we have apartheid, a favorite that's now being emerged, that's now emerging on campus, Jewish supremacy. I would say just use the original Nazi term. This is Israel as somehow being targeted for all kinds of sins of the West. In this case, Israel is being targeted for the sins of the South African regime from decades earlier. Israel is not an apartheid state, because I can't tell you how much joy Israelis take in the 20% of Israeli doctors who are Arabs, the 23% of Israeli nurses who are Arabs, the 43% of Israeli pharmacists who are Arabs, the degree to which there's been an emerging Israeli-Arab middle class, the fact that we've had Israeli-Arab Supreme Court justices. That's one piece if we talk about internally. If we talk about externally, the excitement in my neighborhood, I live in this area called the German colony or Baca, the excitement in my neighborhood when the Abraham Accords were signed and the ability for people like somebody you may know, John Medved, to invest in the UAE, to start having partnerships and friendships with Arabs all over the Middle East shows that this apartheid slur, which is trying to make us racist, which is trying to make us bigoted, which is trying to make us guilty of crimes that Jews have been actually targeted for many years, is not only a lie, but also really outrageous.
Right now, Israel has been very fortunate because it has not been a political issue. Both parties in the United States have basically been sympathetic to the state of Israel and supportive. Do you think that that can be maintained in the future, the idea that Israel is a nonpartisan issue for the country?
For years I've been saying God bless America, and we just celebrated May 14th, which marks the 75th anniversary of this remarkable relationship between Israel and the United States of America. And it's had its occasional tensions, it's had its occasional ups and downs. But first of all, I should point out that whatever tensions there have been between sometimes some presidents or some members of Congress and Israel, Gallup polls over the last 20 years consistently show 70-80% of the American people supporting Israel. But here we have two problems. Problem number one is in an age when bipartisanship itself is no longer a value. When we no longer say, wait a minute, you know, the bipartisan relationship that we saw with Israel was not only a gift of the United States of America, the American people, to Israel, but also was a gift of Israel to the United States of America, because a healthy democracy needs some issues on which left and right, Republicans and Democrats, can agree, can sometimes put aside their partisan rivalry. So what do we do when bipartisanship is no longer a value? And what do we do when, if in the 1990s, if you had a strong anti-Israel voice, it was located in the Republican Party, and it was read out of the Republican Party by people like first Ronald Reagan in the 1980s and then William F. Buckley in the 1990s. What do we do now when at the heart of the Democratic Party, we have a growing number of people. Still, the overwhelming majority of the Democratic Party is pro-Israel, but we have a growing number of people who are intimidating others into silence and who are increasingly anti-Israel. And I beg my Republican friends, let's not make Israel a wedge issue. But I beg my Democratic friends, police yourselves. Do not let these people, because often there's a package. Those who are anti-Israel are often also pro-terrorism, anti-democracy. They claim to be for justice, but they're actually perpetuating dictatorship in so many different ways. It is a rot, a moral rot, in a very small corner of the Democratic Party that must not spread. And we need Democrats, we need progressives to police themselves and to cauterize the wound.
Gil Troy, you've written numerous books about the American presidency and presidential campaigns. Can you think of a campaign we've had in the past that has been similarly dispiriting? Where we're going to get to this in just a moment. The question being, have we ever had a situation where both candidates of both major parties, the likely nominees of the two parties, have been so unpopular and held with so much disrespect? We will be right back with Professor Gil Troy, who is a scholar of the American presidency, of the history of Israel, the author of numerous books. He's speaking tonight for Stand With Us, which is an unapologetically pro-Zionist, pro-Israel organization. A community reception, by the way, where they're serving some Israeli delicacies as well. You can still be part of it. Doors open at 5:45 at Town Hall tonight in downtown Seattle. We'll be right back with the guest of honor in this proceeding, Gil Troy, coming up on the Medved Show. Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. This is $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. Presidents, wars, electoral landslides, Middle East conflicts, third parties, the Constitution, the founding, the revolution. That's all covered in special Medved history programs, which can be yours free. You also get the ability to hear the show anytime you want and commercial free. Medved Plus membership at our website. Go to michaelmedved.com. Look for the banner and a special offer, 20% off, limited time. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison, and above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Michael Medved Show, what a pleasure to have a few minutes more to talk to Gil Troy, who is visiting our city for a Stand With Us event tonight at Town Hall. The doors open at 5:45, and he'll be speaking tonight about America and Israel, and may the connection continue as in the life-giving fashion that's existed so far. Gil, you've written a great deal about the American presidency. You know all of the history of campaigns and individuals. Can you think of another campaign or looming campaign where the bitterness and the contempt going back and forth for the two primary candidates, Biden and Trump, has been more intense, more toxic than it is right now?
Well, first, I want to say what an honor it is to have this conversation with you. I've admired you for so long. I'll give you the good news and the bad news. The good news is that I wrote my dissertation, and it also became my first book, and it was called See How They Ran. And I looked back, and every 4 years, we look back to a kind of artificial golden age of presidential history. And I have a large stack of quotations going back to the 1800s saying, oh, this campaign has been the worst ever. That's the good news. The bad news is that this campaign just might be the worst ever. And, you know, it's very interesting. When this guy named Donald Trump was running for re-election in 2020, there were many, many articles about how it was so rare to have a president with such low approval ratings running for re-election. And it's very interesting. You'll be surprised by the media bias I'm going to attack, that the media hasn't run similar articles, because in 2020, on January 1st, Donald Trump's approval rating was 42.6%, and Joe Biden's approval rating has been hovering between 39 and 40%. So, indeed, there is a lot of disappointment in both candidates. There's a lot of vitriol. And the first campaign that comes to mind is the 2016 campaign, when again and again we did see that both Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump were in a kind of competition for who was the most unpopular presidential candidate at that point in the campaign, at this point in the campaign, at that point in the campaign. So we are indeed at a moment of frustration. We are indeed at a moment of looking for inspiration. And we are indeed at a moment where it'd be quite foolish for anybody of us to predict that it might be happening just around the corner.
Yeah, well, just around the corner is the election. One of the things that's interesting is that, as you will recall, in the 2020 campaign, a lot of Trump supporters were chanting, lock her up, lock her up, lock her up, about Hillary Clinton. There are actually a lot of Democrats who are seriously trying to lock Trump up with all of the various charges against him. If you had to select, and I know you've been involved in this, there have been all these votes by distinguished historians of the greatest presidents and the least successful presidents. If you were asked on one foot to name the greatest of our presidents and the least worthy of our presidents to date, who would you pick?
For the greatest of our presidents, I'm going to sound cliche, but I would definitely have to go to Abraham Lincoln and Franklin Roosevelt. To understand the 19th century, you have to understand how Abraham Lincoln united the country at that moment and transcended the challenges of the Civil War. And for the 20th century, we still have to get right with Roosevelt. There are certainly mistakes that Franklin Roosevelt made, but he, as both Dr. New Deal and Dr. Win the War, was able to unite the country at a critical moment. For worst president, I still think that there's a competition between James Buchanan, who left Abraham Lincoln with a tattered nation that ultimately went to the greatest disaster in American history, the Civil War, and Warren G. Harding, who also, after a time when the United States was growing and uniting, left a very weakened economy and a very demoralized nation, and had many cabinet officers who were rushed off to jail.
You're picking on Harding, despite the fact that he had the good sense to pick Calvin Coolidge as his running mate. Speaking of which, the talking about James Buchanan, I don't know if you know, but you're in King County right now, and King County is named after Franklin Pierce's vice president, who was William Rufus Devane King. And the city council changed it. Pardon me, the county council changed it about 20 years ago. So now it's officially named after Martin Luther King County, who was a more worthy party, and he didn't own 300 slaves like William Rufus Devane King did.
Well, Franklin Pierce certainly is down there, also in presidential ratings. Although, in fairness to Pierce, he went in a very kind of bad space because of various things that happened in his personal life. But he also apparently had a particular addiction to alcohol that made him far less effective. But when we actually look at that string of presidents who preceded the Civil War, in some ways it's not surprising we ended up with the Civil War. We really had a vacuum of leadership. And it's important for us to realize I'm not predicting Civil War. I'm not apocalyptic. I have tremendous faith in the United States of America. But I do want to say leadership counts. It's important to have leaders. It's important to have presidents who can set the tone, who can change the conversation. If we were going to talk about more modern presidents, I would look at the way Ronald Reagan took an America that was deeply divided, that was spinning out in terms of a lack of prosperity and a lack of confidence and a lack of strength vis-a-vis the Soviet Union and its other enemies, and changed the tone. And what's interesting with both Franklin Roosevelt and Ronald Reagan is you have rival members of the party. There were all kinds of Republicans who said, you know, I hate the guy, but every time I hear Franklin Roosevelt's soothing voice on radio, I just give in and succumb. And there are many people that say that about Reagan in the second half of his term. The first half of his term was quite, the first half of his presidency was quite contentious. But in the second term, when he was singing the song of mourning in America, and people were kind of seeing that inflation had been tamed and the Soviet Union was on the run, and there was a sense of confidence in the country. People say, oh my goodness, you know, I don't necessarily agree with everything he does, but guy, that guy can give a speech, and guy, that guy can really dream about America. And America's always been about that tension between dreaming and celebrating the dream and also rolling up our sleeves and getting our hands dirty and making it work. And that's actually a parallel to some of the things we talk about with Zionism too, that tension between the theory and the practice, between the pragmatic and the ideological. And that's part of the reason why there's such a deep bond between the Israeli people and the American people, because we're both in democracies, but we're both in very ideological democracies where you need to have hope. You need to have dreams. And one of the things that's so depressing about what's happening right now is both parties are demolishing our dreams, demolishing our sense of hope, demolishing our pride.
Speaking of Israel, I have to ask the same question about prime ministers. The greatest prime minister in Israel's history, David Ben-Gurion or Menachem Begin?
You took the words out of my mouth. David Ben-Gurion gets the credit for being the founder and for making some very tough decisions. But I think when we see the way Menachem Begin stepped in 1977, after 29 years mostly in opposition, after 29 years of being called a fascist and a terrorist and a nothing, and he persisted, and the way that man sang a song of democracy, the way that man sang a song of unity, the way that man was able to have Mizrahim, people from the 850,000 Israeli Jewish Arabs who had been kicked out of Arab lands, and even though he was deeply from Eastern Europe, they still worshipped him and they still saw him as one of their own, which shows that political leadership is also about not only playing into your tribe, but also transcending your tribe. And the degree to which he helped Israel become strong, proud, democratic, and today's startup nation certainly puts him way up there as a great prime minister.
This is all fascinating. People will be fascinated to participate tonight in the event with Stand With Us, doors open at 5:45 at Town Hall in downtown Seattle. And you can hear and interact and get questions and sign books and more with Professor Gil Troy. Let me wish you in advance. I know you're going to be home for the holiday coming up. There's a major Jewish holiday, little known and appreciated, coming up on Friday. Tomorrow on the Medved Show, we're going to talk about a Salon piece, which is entitled The Ambitious Republican Plot to Take It All Down. What are they talking about exactly? Well, we'll ask, among others, one of those Republicans, Larry Elder. That's the other black guy who's an announced candidate for president of this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.